Christian support, and I just wanted to talk about my pastor, Bill Berg, and I would say that Jesus went from my head to my heart, and I learned how to walk my talk because of this pastor, and he was my Jesus with skin on, and Jesus became very real to me and changed my life forever.
Hey, thank you, Deborah. I appreciate you getting us started here today. I'm Dr. Randy along with Jennifer and Gino over there in a Facebook corner. Stay in the corner there, Facebook. There you go. And Stephen, our senior producer. I'm Dr. Randy here in the studio at our Intentional Living Center. We're going to talk about influence. Influence. What is influence? It's leadership. People say, I want to be a leader. What's a leader? You influence people. And here's a fact. Mom, Dad, you influence those kids. May not always be the kind of influence you want, but you influence them. Come on. If I were to open the phone lines and say, who most negatively impacted your life, influenced your life, you could come up with a name or two. Not going there. That's negative. But if I'd open the phone lines right now and say, who was it that maybe most positively impacted your life, influenced your life? So who comes to mind? And what were the characteristics of that person? Teacher, parent, coach, sibling, friend, neighbor? Maybe someone you just met for a brief period of time in your life, they came through your life and passed on beyond that and left an impact in your life. Who was it? Who is it? We're talking influence today. Here's the goal. At the end of this half hour, I want you to see that you influence people around you and ask yourself the question, in what way? Who would call in today and say that you most influenced their life in a positive way? Wow. Interesting question, huh, Jennifer? All right, phone line is open. Who's most influenced you and in what way? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Facebook, listen, you're viewing this live, perhaps. You can just post right there. Tell me, who was it that influenced you in a sentence? How? And Gino, get them into the studio here for me. I'd love to read those. Or you can call me. We're on the air live. Live radio, 888-888-1717. First, Barbara, who was it that most influenced you?
Her name was Teasel Dean, and she was just a wonderful woman. She led Bible word studies at church, and I just remember the day that we were doing a Bible word study. I have no idea what the word was, but it came on me like a ton of bricks. She brought the meaning that Christ was the Son of God, and our God gave up his only Son for us. Mm-hmm. And I remember that over and over and over again, and the feeling that just came upon me. And I know that she's led many. I mean, she's passed away now, but she, I'm sure, led many, many people to Christ.
And that's cool. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate it. Who influenced you, Angel? Go right ahead. Who was it?
I called about my papa. He is not my biological grandfather, but better than. He took us in at a very early age, and as I grew, he showed so much love and caring without any kind of difference between biological and non-biological children. Yes. My children never even knew that he was not their biological. They discovered that years later as they were preteen and teenagers at a gravesite when I was burying my grandmother, their great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of saying, oh, this is somebody, this is somebody. Oh, no, Papa's not my real grandpa. He heard me. He went to the car and cried.
Yeah.
When we went to service to have the meal afterward, I found him outside, and I said, Daddy, I am so sorry. That came out so wrong. You are as real as anybody could possibly be. We love you so much. You have been the best influence for our entire family, no doubt. And my daughter, who I told that to, said she was so jealous because she was not his biological grandchild. And then later, she decided that she loved him even more. Mm. He was such a blessing, just like our Christ brought us through adoption to our God, our grandfather did the same.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
It says in Ephesians 5:10 that we are to figure out what pleases the Lord and then do it. I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Question is, how do you know what pleases the Lord? I think as a follower of Christ, we want to do that. Can I encourage you to start in Scripture? It's a great place to begin. Because the Bible does clearly address such things as our attitude, our relationships, our work, our marriage, how to parent, how to eat, how to spend money, about retirement, about the words that we speak. The Bible speaks to each of these directly and to many other topics. So I'd like to encourage you today to take on a 30-day challenge to journal God's intentions from Scripture on each. And then share what you've learned. I'd love to hear what God is teaching you about intentional living. Share it at our Facebook page today.
Get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day. Go to theintentionallife.com/minute.
Thank you, Kurt, for reminding us of that. I hope you will do that. Question, we're talking influence today. Have you ever thought about how you're influencing the people around you? You know, I think it's possible that maybe you're really skilled or in areas of leadership or management or working in business or with people, and you're really influencing them in a positive way. And then possibly we can come home and be a negative influence to our kids, our grandkids. But we do influence each other. And the question today is, who most influenced you in a positive way and why and how? So we can all learn from it, okay? Lots of calls, 888-888-1717. Let's get going. Donna, first in Florida. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Who influenced you?
My oldest son. And I was raised in a church, but didn't really have a relationship with Jesus. And because of his influence and his counseling me, I was saved. And now I know that how to live my life in a more positive way, a Christ-like way, but most importantly, that when I do leave this earth, that I will be going to paradise.
Amen. What's his first name?
His name's John.
John. So John, just loved on you, influenced you, led you to Christ. That's amazing. You know, we normally hear the other way, you know, the parents influencing the kids, but when the kids can come along, hey, listen, you got parents. Maybe they need Donna needed that kind of influence in their life. Can I encourage you to think about how you could do that? And we'll do it. It's a great reminder. Yep. Donna, thank you for your call for Florida today. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful Florida. Let's go Charmaine next in Michigan. Hi, Charmaine. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Randy?
Good, good. Who influenced you?
Mr. Todd, he was my senior law class teacher.
Oh.
And, you know, when seniors are in their last year, they kind of get a little senioritis.
Yeah.
And I was a little lazier in class than I would have been in most of my other schools or most of my other classes throughout school. And a lot of us used to try and get him off track and off topic so that we would get him talking about hockey. And his favorite player was Gordie Howe.
Yeah, Red Wings.
He told a little bit about his age. He was in his late 70s when he was teaching school.
So you figured if you got him off topic, then he couldn't test you on anything.
Yeah, there you go.
So how did he influence you?
He was just very patient with me, and he made sure that, you know, I got things done when I needed to. Even at the very end, I procrastinated and almost didn't finish a paper that I had to have to graduate. He gave me a couple days so that I could get it done so I could walk with my class.
Interesting.
And he didn't have to do that.
Good for him. Now, let me ask, did you go on to college?
I did, but years later. I went in the military first.
And then what did you study in school, in college?
Family life education at a Christian school.
Good for you. Fantastic. So he taught you patience and influenced your life in a positive way.
Yeah, and I think I use a lot of what he taught me in my job. I work for at-risk youth, and I try to be patient, and I try to pray for them and mentor them in a way that I felt he mentored me.
And you know a lot more about hockey than you would have otherwise.
Yeah. Actually, when he passed away, I went to his funeral and told the story and in a little letter, because I don't think I could have kept it together if I had said it out loud. But it was wonderful. His family really appreciated that I came and dropped that little letter off.
Good for you. Thank you for sharing that, Charmaine. Hey, teachers, I know you're working, many of you, but if you're listening or spouse is listening, give them a hug for us. And thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do. We need you. We especially need the teachers, those of you who love the Lord and got the kind of values that we need to get into the lives of our kids in a positive way today. Thank you for being there. God bless you. Gordie Howe, some of the old timers remember Gordie Howe. I think it was, anybody correct me, was it the Red Wings, right? Anybody here? These are all young, you are all young people here. All right. Well, someone call and confirm. Thank you. Jennifer, of course, you Google it, right? We found out. Confirm that. Gordie Howe, the Red Wings. All right. Talking about people who influenced your life, let me go to Mitch next in Arizona. Hey, Mitch, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm doing great. Thank you. Who influenced you?
A radio guy.
Oh.
His name is Earl Nightingale.
Oh, man, you're going back in time, too. I remember him. How did he influence you?
I never heard him on the radio, but when I was about 12, I found a case of tapes on him. And I started listening to those over and over and just gave me a lot of, it opened up myself to the world. He made me think about a lot of things I never thought about.
Yeah.
And it was very, helped me be successful in life.
Yeah, I'm sure most people probably don't remember Earl Nightingale. In fact, he recorded some motivational kind of teaching way back in the day on those discs. Remember the ones that you put on the record player? Remember that? And those they're coming back now, right? People want vinyl. That was before the 8-track, and then before the small tapes. And that's good. Thank you, Mitch. Yeah, I've heard some of his stuff. He was always very motivational in his teaching, long gone now. Talking about who influenced you, who was it? Let me go to Deborah. By the way, our phone lines are open. We're live today, 888-888-1717. We're hearing about parents, teachers, motivational radio guy here, Earl Nightingale. How about you, Deborah, in Michigan? Who was it?
Hello. Dr. Henschke.
And how did he impact you?
He was my academic counselor when I started college. I was 16, really emotionally too young to be there. And I had a meltdown, and I tried to do away with myself. And I was at a Christian college, and my dad didn't see it. And he counseled kids, and I was so angry that my dad couldn't see that I was losing it. And Dr. Henschke helped me get over that and to forgive my father, because he said that you don't always see what you're closest to.
Mm. How many years ago was this?
Back in the early 70s.
And you're thinking from all those years, 50 years later, you can still picture him, can't you?
Yes. And I have a couple grandchildren that are having emotional problems. And they said I have become their emotional support person. Mm. And I try and explain. They say, why can't mom tell when we're having a meltdown? I said, because she's too close.
Yeah.
And I says, you need to pray. And that's what Dr. Henschke taught me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we get so close, like you said, Deborah, we get so close, and parents are busy trying to, you know, feed the kids and get the kids educated and pay the bills and do everything. Sometimes, you know what? That's why grandparents, listen, grandparents, we can make a big difference. We can impact the lives of our kids because generally we have a little more time and can focus on some things that sometimes the parents are just so busy trying to keep up. Okay. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate the call. Let's take a break. We'll be back. We're talking about influence today. This half hour, and then we're going to stay here and continue on for another half hour. I'd love to have you join in. One person, who was it? Influenced your life? In what way? What difference does it make? Here's a question for each of us during the show today. How are we influencing the people around us? In what ways? Because here's a fact. We all influence other people. I mean, it's not like, well, those people are influencers and I'm not. Everybody influences. You may not be on TikTok with a million followers. That's okay. In fact, that's probably a good idea. But the fact is, right there in your circle, in your church, in your family, your friends, you're influencing somebody today. You are. All right. Lines are busy. We got to get to these calls right after this break. 888-1717. If something is working well in your marriage, I encourage you to continue to repeat it. Take that habit, develop it, grow it, make it a part of your daily exercise, what we call our love habits in marriage. On the other hand, if you have some things in your marriage that aren't working, maybe it has to do with communication or forgiveness, or maybe it has to do with parenting or finance, that's when we talk about hitting that reset button, going back to factory settings to figure out what pleases Christ. What is God's intention? And in this lesson, I talk about some things you can do to hit that reset button for God's glory and certainly for your own benefit in your marriage relationship. You know, that's an excerpt from the teaching this month now, May. I'm calling it Reset for Marriage. It's actually just a condensed version of some of the things I taught at the recent Intentional Love Marriage Date Nights in Michigan. I talked about a reset, and you heard me say that there's two approaches to relationships. If it's working, repeat it. If what you're doing is working, it ain't broke, keep doing it. If it's a good thing, positive thing. On the other hand, if it ain't working, then you need to hit that reset, the factory settings, God's intention. And during the lesson this month, I go into detail on five important resets: communication, agreement, forgiveness, our faith. And each of them teaching in some detail how you can hit the reset in those areas. Great message. Thank you, members. Watch for it. The masterclass teaching will be coming to you here in just a couple weeks. And for those of you joining us in support today, becoming a part of our monthly family, we make sure you get it as well. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Who influenced your life? 888-1717. Sally is in Arizona. How you doing, Sally?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What part of Arizona are you calling from?
I'm in Scottsdale.
Beautiful Scottsdale. Yes, been a nice day in Arizona today, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. Not quite as hot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I would like to call out my incredible father that I was inordinately blessed to have. He was like the Ward Cleaver, for those of us that are older, that just his wisdom, his kindness, his goodness, his faith was just amazing, and I'm, you know, forever grateful that I was so very lucky to have him as my dad.
Do you have any particular memories? I mean, is there a specific incident or recall that comes to mind that sort of kind of supports what you're saying?
I'm identical twin, and my identical twin had encephalitis when we were young, so there was some brain damage there. So it made it difficult in those days because everything was supposed to be the same classes and whatnot. But my dad was a man of the 60s that would go to the parent conference, that would do everything he could to help her, and always just got her. He just understood her, and I just can't say enough. I think the other thing that I live with is that when he died, it was dying of cancer, and I knew I wouldn't see him again. I just was pretty broke up, and I said, Dad, I just can't believe I'm not going to see you again. And he said, well, you know, that's not true. We'll see each other before long. So I look forward to that day that we can reunite and I can thank him again for all he's meant to me.
Amen. Hey, thank you for calling today, Sally. I'm glad you're listening in Scottsdale, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for all you do. Bye-bye.
Glad to do it. All of our friends in Phoenix and Metro Phoenix, 90.3 Family Life Radio, big 100,000 watts FM on South Mountain Tower up there. Wow. You know, I'm a radio guy, right? You got to know that kind of stuff. Okay, we're continuing to talk about influence. Let me see here. I'm going to Jim, I think, next. Jim is in Arizona. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good.
Who influenced
you? Good to
talk
with you.
Thank you. You too. Who influenced your life?
That would be my junior high teacher, Mr. Morton. And I look back over my life as pieces of puzzles that God has put into place to make a beautiful picture in our lives. And one of his puzzle pieces, and it rings true today, and I tell people all the time, one piece of wisdom. All you have to do in life is die and make choices. And since I've chose to follow the Lord, I live with the consequences of that freedom and that joy that he brings me every day.
Amen.
So, yep, yeah,
absolutely.
Consequences of your choices. So,
now how did the junior high teacher, what was his name, Morton?
Mr. Morton, yeah.
Morton, how did he impact you? In what ways?
Well, that was, he was an English teacher, and he taught me a lot about, he loved analogies, and he would give us like analogies every week, sheets of them that we would have to work through. And as I started reading the parables, that's exactly what a parable is an analogy. So it helped me to really look at life from that perspective of analogies and similarities and making those connections between things. And then even when I share the gospel with people, I'm able to make those connections that people say, oh, that makes sense. Oh, I understand that. I can connect with that. And so he was very impactful in that. And just that statement, every day I get up and I'm like, choices.
Yes.
Am I going to be intentional with the choices I make today in order to bless and glorify God?
Amen, brother. That's the entire message. Can I ask, you grew up to do what? What do you do in life?
Well, I was a city bus driver for 12 years. And I was hit by a drunk driver about 10 years ago. My daughter and I were run over by a drunk driver on our motorcycle.
Oh, no.
And we both survived. And she got up. I was unconscious. She got up. She was 14. She heard an audible voice say, Morgan, it'll be okay. The ambulance is on the way. Nobody was there yet. Then when she got to the hospital, on the back of her right hand, because she bit through her tongue, she had the fish, the ichthyosis. I don't know how you say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was on her right hand. And a friend of mine asked if she had been drawn. And she goes, no, it was in her blood. And later on in Isaiah 40, it says, I am the Lord your God who says, do not be afraid, and I take you by your right hand.
Wow.
So now I am retired or disabled, and I just volunteer at different organizations. I at a food bank here in Gilbert, Midwest Food Bank. I volunteer with them, and I just do what I can at church and just be a blessing as much as I can every day.
Fantastic. Well, listen, God's put you right where he can use you. I mean, you can hear that heart for talking to people, sharing with people, encouraging people, teaching. Probably have a gift for that too. Fantastic. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate your call from Phoenix. Yeah. Let me see. Tammy? Okay, let me go.
Hi.
Tammy, are you there in California? How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Fantastic. So what city are you in, Tammy?
I am in a little country town named Creston here in California. It's a little bit off the beaten path, and that's kind of how we like it.
It's beautiful out there. Yeah. Central Coast area, right?
It is Central Coast area near San Luis Obispo. We're actually in that county.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Who influenced you?
So, you know, a big influence for me and for my family is actually our pastor. His name is Pastor J.D. Magason, and he's our Creston Community Church leader, and he's been wonderful.
How does he influence you? In what ways?
You know, I think there's a church for each person, and sometimes you need to go to a few churches to really find that place where you fit. And we really lucked out, my family and I, because we ended up out here in Creston, and this church is not too far from our home. And he, however he's able to do it, he is a shepherd of all. It's amazing. He's just able to connect with each person, and he really connects with us. And from, you know, biblical standpoint, I've never met another pastor that I can reach out to with just random questions. You know, what does this mean? What approach should I take? And he just takes that time for each person to just keep us on a path that is a righteous one.
And that's fantastic.
I'm a mom of five, so I have, you know, kiddos ranging from 15 years old to 1 year old, and I'm homeschooling, and we have, you know, just wild adventures that seem to occur, and it's incredible to be able to reach out and just continue on.
Keep it up. Thank you, Tammy, from beautiful Central Coast, Creston, California, outside San Luis Obispo. Been there? Beautiful. Tell you what, let's continue the fun here. We're going to just go off the air live and off Facebook Live for right now, but we're going to continue to record for a program that's going to air on Friday, this Friday. Same topic. And listen, we've got callers from Arizona, New Mexico, and New York on the line. We'll get to you all in a moment. And we've got some others that have shared on our comment line. And we're going to continue this really encouraging discussion of hearing stories of who was it that influenced your life and in what way. Maybe I can share some of the men that influenced my life as well. We'll get to that. So you can join us. The phone line remains open to you at 888-888-1717 right now. And we'll be back again tomorrow. Got another great show for you. Hope you'll join us. Right here, live from our Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona. We'll see you tomorrow.